Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Friday, September 4th, 2020. Precious metal prices traded mixed Friday on a firmer dollar after jobs data. U.S. stocks resumed their sharpest decline since last March, led by the ongoing tech sell-off. And now in the news, if gold didn't retain its purchasing power, why would long-term investors and central banks store it in their vaults for decades, asked FX Empire. The truth is, gold retains its value, and the stability of gold's purchasing power in the long term is the main reason to own it. Because gold is the only international currency that can't be debased, people around the world keep holding on as a store of value. This makes gold the most stable currency in the long run. We interrupt this regularly scheduled presidential campaign for a word from your bill collector. The Spoil Sports at the Congressional Budget Office reported Wednesday that the U.S. government will soon have a debt burden equal to America's entire gross national product, according to the editors at Wall Street Journal. The CBO reports the lockdown recession and explosion in spending this year will increase the budget deficit for fiscal 2020, which ends September 30th, to $3.3 trillion with a T dollars. At 16% of GDP, this will be the largest annual deficit since 1945, when we were in a world war. Well, the policy scenarios might change after the U.S. election, reports Bloomberg. On the topic of China, if Biden wins, Biden will team up with Europe to restrain China, they say. The Democrats are more likely to link economic and human rights concerns, taking relations into an even more difficult period. Now, if Trump wins, Trump will keep the heat on China. On regulation, if Trump wins, a bonfire for rule books and more deregulation. On taxes, if we get a Democratic Senate, the top individual rate, now 37%, returns to 39.6%, and the corporate income tax rate rises to 28% from 21%. And lastly, a new study published in the journal PNAS now suggests that those who share more live longer. That's right, the researchers at the Max Planck Institute for Demographic Research in Germany conclude that people are living longer in society whose members support each other with resources. The act of giving and receiving increases well-being, says the report. Recipients benefit directly from the gift, and the giver benefits indirectly through emotional satisfaction. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver. Don't wait.